WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
One of the many things that the pandemic has taught us is that no one is safe until everyone is safe. I recently spoke with Dr. Melody Ryan, professor and director of International Professional Student Education and assistant provost for global health initiatives, about an upcoming conference, No One Is Safe Until Everyone Is Safe, the interconnectedness of the world in the COVID vaccination era.
It's actually, Greg, a quote that I took from a New York Times article that appeared in February that really was talking about why we should care about the vaccination status of the rest of the world. So, and in that article, the authors wrote that, no one is really safe until everyone is safe. And the reason for that is because we have, areas that may not be vaccinated until some projections 2023 of the world, while we have the Western countries, such as Western Europe, the United States, will probably have vaccination, I hope, by this summer. So there's a prevailing attitude, I think, of, okay, well, we got ours. Why do we care when, other countries get vaccinated or not? And the reason that we care is because as long as there's virus circulating anywhere, there's the potential for mutations and other things to arise and complications, not only from a humanitarian standpoint, but from our own viral security standpoint, because we may wind up with spread of a variant that our vaccines don't cover. So that's one of the reasons that we really have to think about the vaccination status of the entire world and not just in our country.
And that's going to be a focus of this upcoming conference on April 1st. Is there going to be a wide variety of speakers at that conference?
Yes. We have Dr. Zach Porterfield, who is in the Department of Microbiology in the College of Medicine and in Infectious Disease. And he's going to talk about the vaccination status around the world. We've got Dr. Frank Romanelli from the College of Pharmacy, who's going to discuss and go into some depth about why mutants matter, like what is the big deal about this. And we have Dr. Aaron Koch from the Department of Anthropology, who's going to talk about vaccine diplomacy, which I think is a really interesting topic. And then we have Dr. Mark Kivanini from the College of Public Health, who's going to talk about, well, what are some lessons we can learn from successful vaccine campaigns that have been undertaken around the world? I think all of these talks will be very dynamic. We scheduled them only for 7 minutes each. So they will be kind of a TED talk style format and very interactive, I think, and we'll have a long time for a panel at the end.
And will this be open to the general public if folks want to log on and listen?
Definitely. In fact, I would say it is almost targeted to the general public as opposed to just being something insular for campus.
You hit on something earlier, Melody, that I think those of us who work in areas of public health in any fashion have always known, but perhaps all the general public is quickly learning that there's no way that we can, I guess, be the rugged Marlboro man, by ourselves, not linked to the world, that we truly do live in a global world now, and that what affects somebody, say, across the world in New Zealand or Singapore at some point is going to affect us as well.
I think that's a really good point. At no time in my lifetime has global health been such an important factor for general health, and it very much underscores that not only global health is important because what happens in one area is important for the rest of the world, but also a concept called One Health, in which we talk about the relationship between health, human health, animal health, and environmental health. And we can see that particularly with the COVID virus because we're almost certain that it jumped from bats to humans. There may have been an intermediary host in the middle, but that really, I think, brings into stark relief how important it is to think about animal health and the environmental health, where humans and animals are coming into contact more because of environmental issues and the impact that that will have on human health.
And that brings up so many other topics of conversation, such as deforestation and environmental degradation in, at home and abroad.
Absolutely.
Is there anything that we haven't touched on, Melody, that you would want our listeners to know about the conference before we part?
You know, we haven't really touched on the vaccine diplomacy piece, but I think that will be a really fascinating topic. We've seen definitely outreach, particularly by China and by Russia, with their vaccines to low and middle income countries. And, you know, when we have most of the vaccines that have been developed in Europe and in the United States are being snapped up by European and North American buyers, you know, then we have other national bodies that are stepping in and saying we can help these low and middle income countries with our vaccine. And I think that has traditionally been the space of the United States to come in and provide those things. And now that's being looked at in a slightly different way. And so the geopolitical implications of that are going to be very, very interesting piece of this talk. That's probably the piece I'm most looking forward to hearing about.
I certainly am as well. You know, it makes me think of former Speaker of the House Tip O'Neill, who said all politics is local. And I would broaden that in the context of this type of diplomacy to say that all actions are inherently potentially political or diplomatic. So I'll be fascinated to hear about this, those issues that are inextricably bound in the practice of global health and medicine in general.
Absolutely. I'm excited about the conference. I think it'll be a very dynamic and engaging format. So I'm really looking forward to working with these speakers.
Well, Dr. Melody Ryan, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Absolutely my pleasure, Greg.
My thanks today to Dr. Melody Ryan of the UK College of Pharmacy, Professor, Director of International Professional Student Education, and Assistant Provost for Global Health Initiatives, for talking with us about an upcoming conference, No One Is Safe Until Everyone Is Safe, The Interconnectedness of the World in the COVID Vaccination Era. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.